Australia's crypto travel rule takes effect July 1st, with no minimum threshold. Starting July 1st, 2026, every crypto transfer moving in or out of an Australian exchange will carry identifying information about both the sender and the recipient. The country's financial intelligence regulator, the Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre, AUSTRAC, is switching on its version of the crypto travel rule, and it applies to transactions of any size. There is no minimum value threshold, so a $5 transfer triggers the same data collection as a five-figure one. The rule reaches Australia later than most peer jurisdictions. The Financial Action Task Force extended its travel rule to cover virtual assets back in 2019, and the EU, US, UK, Singapore, and New Zealand already run their own versions. Australia is now closing that gap, joining the stricter camp that includes France, the Netherlands, and Japan by declining to set any de minimis exemption. The data exchanges now have to attach, under the rule, a licensed exchange processing an outgoing transfer has to pass along the sender's name and the originating platform's name, plus matching details for the recipient on the receiving end. For transfers to self-custodial wallets, the user has to confirm ownership of the destination address. That self-custody verification step is the part most likely to friction up day-to-day use, because it asks the customer to prove a wallet they control is in fact theirs before funds can leave. For most users, the practical change is a one-time form. Gabby Lewis of Australian Exchange. SwiftX put the customer impact plainly. The impact should be very limited. They'll provide the required details once, and then these will be saved for future use. In other words, the data collection front-loads onto the first transfer to a given counterparty, then recedes into the background for repeat activity. Some platforms did not wait for the deadline. Kraken began its implementation on March 31, 2026, and CoinJar started rolling out its compliance earlier in June. Customers of those exchanges have already been moving under the new requirements for weeks, which gives the rest of the market a preview of how disruptive the switch actually is in practice. So far, the answer looks closer to a paperwork update than a wall. Self-custody and the wallet attestation wrinkle. The traceability push lands differently depending on how someone holds crypto. People who keep funds on an exchange and spend through custodial products will mostly notice a one-time prompt. People who move balances out to non-custodial wallets they control now have an extra attestation gate each time a new address is involved. That matters for the card market because a growing slice of crypto cards spend directly from a user's own wallet rather than from an exchange balance. When the funding flow involves pushing assets from a regulated Australian venue to a self-custodial address tied to a card, the travel rule's ownership check becomes part of that setup. It does not block the activity, but it formalizes the link between a verified identity and a wallet address, which is exactly the kind of record that makes low verification onboarding harder to sustain inside regulated rails. For Australians comparing their options, the broader effect is that the gap between fully custodial and self-custodial spending keeps narrowing on the compliance side, even as it stays wide on the counterparty risk side. Anyone weighing where to hold spendable crypto in the country can review the current landscape of providers and rules on our Australia Market page. A wider regulatory tightening, not an outlier Australia's move, fits a pattern of jurisdictions formalizing crypto oversight on roughly the same calendar. The EU's MiCA regime is hitting its own enforcement deadline this week, and Indonesia recently handed its regulator power to order account deletions under new promotion rules. AUSTRAC's travel rule is narrower than either of those, but it points the same direction. More identity, more record keeping, fewer anonymous edges. The stated purpose is standard for this category of rule. AUSTRAC frames it as a measure to curb money laundering, terrorist financing, and scams by making transfers traceable end-to-end. The decision to skip a minimum threshold is the most consequential design choice because it means even tiny transactions generate compliance data. That maximizes coverage for investigators and removes the structuring loophole where users split a large transfer into many small ones to stay under a reporting line. For the average Australian user, July 1st will most likely feel like a slightly longer first transfer, and nothing after that. For the market structure, it is another brick in a wall of global crypto reporting that is now mostly built.